Welcome to card reading number two. And first of all, just to say thank you for taking the time to sit and actually tune in to which cards you're drawn to, and today which lavender oil you're drawn to as well. And the reason I say that is because I think sometimes, especially when we're getting cards done, we can kind of pass our energy over to something higher, like, let it tell me everything. And when we take a moment to actually feel drawn to something, we're bringing our own empowerment into this and our own ability to use our own intuition actually before you receive any guidance. So the cards today are just going to offer like a mini insight into the energy that's surrounding you over the next 4 weeks. And I picked essential oils for each bundle randomly. I never turn cards over until I'm about to record, so I didn't know how each essential oil would relate to the cards. And I'm on the second set of readings, and for the second time this essential oil of bergamot actually fits really perfectly with the cards that have come out. So the essential oil is to something that might help you over the next 4 weeks around the guidance that's here. You might want to actually buy the essential oil of bergamot. You might want to get the flower of it, or you might even want to have something that has the bergamot scent in it, or that kind of similar color. Like it's kind of it's a yellowy, beigey colour almost, but you can look it up online. And it's just a lovely energy, I think, to have around you since you felt drawn to it. So we'll begin with the reading. So you'll see above the first card is the Hanged Man. So don't worry about this. This isn't a bad card or anything. Actually, it can be quite a positive card because he is actually hanging quite relaxed and there is a big, bright yellow sun behind his head. So these suggest that there's kind of better times coming. It does feel that the month of May for you is definitely about taking your time. It's about slowing the energy down. Sometimes when the Hanged Man comes up, it's telling us that there'll be delays. Sometimes when it comes up, it's about, oh, you know, you need to actually get moving. In this instance for you, and particularly for your circumstances right now, you're really been asked to bring the energy down to a slower pace so that you can start to come within. Also, the physical energy feels a little bit low at this moment in time. And the Hanged Man is showing that it's like the need for rest and the need for sitting back. So actually you're being asked in a way, which sounds a bit weird, in the month of May to kind of delay things a little bit for yourself. Maybe just put off if you've got massive decisions to make or big kind of choices that you want to look at or thoughts around certain things. Just give yourself a bit of a break. We do have some energy at the moment where May will not be a great month for manifesting or trying to create in general anyway due to the astrology of things. But even if that wasn't going on, it would be the same guidance for you. Whatever your energy levels are like right now, they need to be revitalized. It's like plugging yourself into a wall at night. You really need to start to lift the energy up. And then it's like you can kind of go after what you need. There's a lot today about the body because the Hanged Man and the Judgment, which are at the last card, are all focusing in on body energy. So I would be paying close attention in May to how you're physically feeling, what your sleep is like, what you're putting into your body, and also how you're being drained. So are there people around you that are draining you more often? This is all the stuff that we're asked to be put in, like a pause button on it. It's not going to work for you in getting your energy back to where it is if things aren't being looked at from a physical perspective. And the impact of stress and emotions on your physical self, we sometimes forget that those things actually have a massive impact. Now we see in the middle card, which I always love, the Two of Wands can be about a slight imbalance of energy. But if you see in one hand, he has the World, so he's very clear of what he wants and where he wants to go, but he has like some fear or doubt there because he's holding on with his left hand to the wand. What you're being told here is that there are some really good opportunities that are wanting to present themselves. I would feel probably from June onwards, kind of around that 2 to 3 month period from now. And it feels that it's like you have to kind of, it's almost like you have to really slow down and almost pause things, as I was saying a moment ago, to get the clarity on how you can move forward towards your world, towards your next step. There's certain kind of things that your mind feels like it needs to catch up with, or insights that you need to get that are only going to come when the pace within the body and within the pace within your life actually slows. If you've got a particularly busy month coming up in May and you're like, I can't do that, I have too much going on, I really would urge you to say, okay, I have a busy time, but how then am I going to replenish my energy within busyness? What am I going to do? Where can I find the 10 minutes a day or an hour a day? I wouldn't really ignore this guidance in a way because it feels like It could just be very beneficial to really look at how you're physically feeling. There's just quite a strong messaging coming through on that. The judgment card at the end then kind of like it heralds like good news, and you see them jumping out of coffins here, which again we come back to our body and even that sense of rebirth, dying and being born again. That's really what's happening here. It's like your body is going to go through a lovely transitioning period and almost a transformatory period when you stop and when you give it the attention that it's looking for. I keep feeling just this sense of like wanting to repeat myself again and again of like, please, 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 take notice of this. I always say cards are guidance. Take what you want from them. They're just here to offer an energetic perspective, nothing more. You have to make choice. But there's something in this today that's like, really listen to this piece and really listen to your body and yourself. So I suppose this isn't like showing you any potential of what's going on in May. It's really all about the body. It's really all about slowing down, because they do want to bring you the good news, like that angel figure coming in. But they're like, we can't really get in at the moment because the energy is slightly blocked, okay? And not blocked that you're doing something wrong, it's just the body's quite tired. What's really interesting, and I just find this like I always find that things line up when there's as they're supposed to, but like I said at the start of the reading, I chose the essential oils with the cards turned over, so I didn't even know what they were. But bergamot is about fighting fatigue and negativity, and it's a really good essential oil for helping you to perk up your mood. So I just thought that that was quite interesting when I was looking there, because this is like the fatigue element we see coming in, that's what we were seeing at the start. When we look at the negativity element, that can be just the stress and the negativity that we can feel sometimes when our body isn't going, feeling as energized, or when life isn't feeling as energized and the body feels quite worn out by that. And perking up your mood is to kind of help you to feel good so you can come out of this space in a better way. So, like I said, you could get a bergamot essential oil, you could get the flower, or you could look at if it's in something, like whether it's a cream or something like that, maybe a hand cream you want to put it on, or bring the color of bergamot in, have a look online around that. But I do think this would be lovely essential oil or essence for you to be able to use over the next few weeks. So I hope that helps, and I'll talk to you soon.